another episode of Nest in Style on Horticulture Radio, where we bring you special monthly reports on plants, products, and tools to make your life in the garden more enjoyable. I'm Jamie Jenkins with ahamodernliving.com.
And I'm Teresa O'Connor with seasonalwisdom.com.
Today we have a fun show lined up. We're going to be learning more about the Proven Winners brand. And our special guest, Daniel Ernest from Proven Winners, will give us a little insight to their rigorous plant selection that can often involve years of field testing in facilities all over the world. And she'll also be talking about some of her favorite plants of 2011 that we should be looking for at our local nurseries. We're also really excited to be partnering with Proven Winners on a special plant giveaway, so stay tuned for that. We're going to give more details at the end of the show. But just a reminder of where to find us on the internet, visit www.hortmag.com and click on the Horticulture Radio link in the category section. You can find this episode as well as other episodes on iTunes by searching for Horticulture Radio. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hi, Danielle. We're so glad you could be here with us today.
It's great to be here with you guys.
You know, Danielle, I was hoping that you could kind of back up a little bit. And, you know, when we go into the garden centers this spring, we're going to start to see, like every year, a bunch of wonderful new varieties that have attributes that we haven't seen before, or maybe new colors. And many of them will be proven winter plants. And we wondered if you could explain to us a little bit about how this all works. How do these plants come into the market? How are they selected? And what is the role of proven winners in this cycle?
Well, basically what happens is once you see a plant at a garden center, it's been there. We've been going through trials and everything, and the breeders had it for over 10 years. We actually put the plants through a rigorous trialing process that they go through for 3 years at our facilities in the United States and over in Europe. And our trial managers watch those plants continuously throughout the year to see, you know, its bloom time, water needs, how many blooms per plant, all of this information so we can tell, you know, how is it going to perform for a consumer when they get it? Are they not going to water it and have it still be blooming?
So it's really quite amazing, Danielle, that these plants are actually, it's not something that's brought out right away. There's a lot years of planning, not only for the breeders, but then also the proven winners research that takes years as well. What are some of the criteria that you're looking for? Is it ease of use for consumers or certain attributes in the plant or both?
It is both pretty much. The ease of use for consumer, you know, is it going to continue flowering if they, you know, if they don't water it or don't fertilize it? You know, with Diamond Frost, if you don't water that plant for a long time, it still continues to bloom. But it's also, does it have unique flowers? Is it something that's never been seen before? You know, and does it have nationwide performance? That's a big thing with a proven winners plant and why we trial it on the West Coast, East Coast, and in the Midwest is to see if it has a national performance. So there's quite a few things that go into selecting the plants.
When you say that the attributes are different, would that be something, you mentioned that that might be something they hadn't seen before, but it also might be disease resistance or, you know, different growing patterns, or maybe it's smaller than normal, or maybe it blooms all season instead of just once.
Exactly. It could be an improvement in disease or an improvement in drought tolerance, an improvement to a certain pest. If there is one, it could be a number of things. We're just basically looking for plants that consumers are going to get and they're going to really succeed with.
Now, one of the things is, you know, we have all these trends. There are certain trends for 2011, a certain color or a certain plant, but these plants have been in the works for a long time. Are there any certain decisions why you might bring one plant out this year versus another plant another year, or is it that just that the plant has proven itself ready to go to market?
I think it's mostly because the plant's proven itself to go to market. We don't really reflect on like the Pantone color of the year. That's not why we would introduce a plant. It would just be because it had exceptional performance. You know, the color is totally different than what we've seen in the past. It's got better improved genetics to it. Maybe the disease resistance is better or pest issues are better. So it doesn't really go with, okay, the Pantone color of the year this year is honeysuckle. So we're going to introduce these plants. With the breeders, they'll have a plant ready, and we then put it into our trialing process and say, okay, do we go with this plant or not?
That makes sense. So it's really driven by the performance of the plant rather than just trends that come and go each
right.
year. That's fascinating. I had no idea that so much was involved. Did you, Jamie?
I didn't. I really didn't. So what are actually some of the annuals we can look forward to seeing on the Proven Winners list this year?
Well, one of my favorites for this year, I kind of go on a gut instinct of my gardener, what I like as a gardener, and what consumers would like as well. And I think the Super Bells Coral Berry Punch is going to be a really big hit for people. We introduced a line of Calibacoa that have a dark throat to them, and this one has an orange center, but more dark, more of a reddish color, and then the outside is more of a coral color. And it's just covered with flowers in a hanging basket or a container. I think that's going to be a very popular plant for this year.
And yeah. All these pictures will be on our page. We can get pictures to show everybody, right, Danielle?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Perfect.
Yeah, definitely. And another one in that line is called Super Bells Blackberry Punch. And the difference with that is that it has a very dark center. It is almost black in the throat. And then the outside is more of a purple color. And I think that will be extremely popular as well, just because of the coloration of the flower.
Ooh, it sounds beautiful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I just have to comment on these names, these Super Flower Bell Punch colors. And I mean, that's who is coming up with these names?
Yeah, we have a person on staff that works on naming the plants. And she often creates like a log of different names that she gets from maybe like OPI. For instance, one of our plants is called Senorita Rosalita, and that is actually an OPI nail paint color.
So you can coordinate the color of your toenails with the colors of your plants in your garden, right? Is that the whole...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's every woman's dream, right?
Absolutely. I always do that already.
I know. Oh, and then if you can, like...
That's what I want to be doing, yeah. Like painting my toenails with that color around some Senorita Rosalitas in my garden. So there's a lot of different ways we get names of the plants. Like, we'll look at Pottery Barn magazine or... different paint colors from Benjamin Moore. You know, they have teams of staff members working on those color names, which we don't have, so we borrow those once in a while.
Make it your own. I want that job, man.
In a legal way, she means. In a legal way.
Everyone wants that job, Jamie. You're going to have to fight, I think, Helen Joyce for it.
Absolutely. Right. So tell us more about the annuals. So were there any other annuals that we could look forward to? I love the idea of the black and... Is it black and purple combined?
Yeah.
That last one, that sounds
so
very
beautiful.
Elegant. Any other ones that you like, Danielle?
Another one that I like a lot is called Goldust Macedonia. A lot of people aren't familiar with the Macedonia, so it's going to be a plant where, you know, we have to educate people on, but it's a very low-growing, matted annual, and it has these tiny yellow flowers, and it's just so beautiful. I can see it, like, planted along the walkway of someone's house or in a container, maybe trailing over the edge. It's a really pretty plant. I had it this year in my container garden, and it bloomed from, I think it was May that I got it, into October.
I love those kind.
I do too. Mm-hmm. Is it fragrant at all? You said along the walkway. Is it something that people will be able to smell?
No, it's not fragrant. I could see it plant. You know how the old-fashioned Sweet Alyssum seed was planted kind of as the upfront border plant? That's what I could see the gold dust doing. Because it's very low to the ground. It only gets like a couple inches high. It's a very cool plant. It isn't fragrant though.
Any problems with self-seeding on that? I mean, with a Sweet Alyssum, you know, you plant one little plant and you have it forever. Not that I mind, I like it, but it, you know, some of those smaller plants tend to self-seed. Does that one self-seed?
No, like with the more, that's one of the key characteristics of a Proven Winners plant too, is that we try to find varieties that don't self-seed. And the reason for that being is when a plant puts energy into seeding, it stops producing blooms. So we want a plant that's going to bloom like heavily, consistently all summer long. So we look for plants that don't seed. And about, I would say 99% of our plants are sterile.
That's good to know.
I mean, when I think about beginning gardeners, you know, when they're first starting, is they don't realize some of those plants that do self-seed, and you know, they get into like a season or two, and they're having to pull all that stuff out, and that can be really annoying.
Yeah, we just came out with a new alyssum. We try not to call it that because people, you know, when they think of sweet alyssum, they think of that self-seeding issue. And with this new one called Snow Princess, it doesn't seed, and it produces the most beautiful hanging basket I've ever seen. It's just like this white ball, a basket. It's so beautiful. It wouldn't be a plant that you would put in front of the border. It would kind of take over because it's so vigorous, but it's just an extremely beautiful plant. I could see people using it like down the aisle of someone's wedding or something like that.
What about perennials? I know you don't typically specialize in perennials, but were there any proven winners perennials that you're excited about this year?
There is one in particular that I'm really excited about, and it's called Absolutely Amethyst. It's a candy tuff, but it is a purple flowering candy tuff. So typically you have the white perennial candy tuff that you find in the garden centers in early spring, but this one will have beautiful purple flowers on it. So I'm really excited to get that into my garden. And I also wanted to mention, we'll be having a lot more new perennials come out because we just partnered with Walter's Gardens, who is a perennial specialist, and you'll see a lot more new perennials coming out from Proven Winners in 2012.
Ah, exciting. And you guys also do shrubs. I love Proven Winners shrubs, actually. You do a lot.
Yeah, we partnered with another company called Spring Meadow Nursery, and we kind of have like different companies that are experts. You know, they're the flowering shrub expert, and Walters is the perennial expert, and then we take care of all the annuals.
Very interesting.
Well, that's great. Danielle, these 2011 Proven Winners sound absolutely fantastic, and I can't wait to get my hands on them. But where can other people throughout the country find these Proven Winner plants?
Well, they can go to provenwinners.com, and we have a retail search on our website where they can enter in a zip code and look for garden centers, you know, 25, 50 miles away from them. But I would also recommend calling the garden center before you go and asking them if they have that specific variety before you drive 50 miles to go get it.
That is a great tip.
Does it usually take a while, Danielle, till some of these varieties are more distributed around the nation? I know sometimes when they first come out, some of the smaller markets might have trouble finding it. Or is that not true?
Yeah, it can be difficult to find some of the new varieties each year. It just depends on, you know, if the retailer wants to carry that product for the year, or, you know, it can be good some places and harder in other places. So we also actually started selling plants on our website for people who are having a hard time finding it locally. So there's always that, you know, outlet to find plants. But I would also consider, you know, if you have a favorite garden center out there, talking to them and saying, hey, I heard about this new plant. Are you going to be carrying this? Or even getting together with a garden club and saying, hey, we want to order, you know, how many plants of this plant? So I would consider talking to a local garden center.
That's a good idea. Good way to get a bunch of new plants in your market faster.
Yeah, exactly.
Proven Winners has been producing better flowering plants that are easy to grow for homeowners since 1992. But did you realize that Proven Winners has actually been credited with creating the container gardening craze? So many of us would never have heard of plants like bacopa, nemesia, or verbena until Proven Winners introduced these varieties into our garden centers. So this is why we thought teaming up with Proven Winners and two talented container designers would make the perfect giveaway for our listeners. From the northeast corner of the United States, we have Lynn Felici Gallant, who is actually the new marketing manager for Pleasant View Gardens, which is one of the three founding companies and propagators of Proven Winter plants. And from the northwest corner, we have Christina Sawitz. She's the personal garden coach. Both of these lovely ladies have designed two incredible containers, and six lucky winners will actually get a chance to win the collection of the plants used in each of these containers. So here's what we'll do. We're going to randomly choose three names to win the plants from Lynn's container design and three names for Christina's container design. All you have to do is visit our podcast page and comment on the plants you're dying to plant in your garden this year. It's really that simple. Before we go, I'd like to give special thanks to Danielle of Proven Winners. Thank you so much, Danielle, for being a part of our show today and for providing the plants that our winners will have a chance to win in our container gardening giveaway.
You're welcome. Thanks for including us.
And we'd like to thank our fabulous container designers, Lynn Felice Gallant and Christina Solwitz, Horticulture's Patty Kraft for making all of this possible. And lastly, but certainly not least, to our listeners for tuning in each month to Horticulture Radio. Remember, you can find our podcast page by visiting www.hortmag.com and click on the Horticulture Radio link in the category section.
And don't forget, you can always find us on iTunes, so you can download us to listen to us while you're gardening or driving or whatever.
There you go. Well, hey, thanks everybody for listening. We're super excited again to be a part of the Horticulture family. And until next time, go grow something.